three Democrats and two independent party candidates responded to a prepared list of questions on issues ranging from the need for water bottling regulations to placing limits on urban sprawl. For Green Party candidate Jim Young, it was a chance to preach to the choir. He promised, if elected, to promote organic agriculture and to work closely with the state's Indian tribes to protect air and water quality.
We should be working to make sure that they get the federal approval of regulation of air and water resources that run through their reservations, number one, but also anywhere in treaty areas. And finally, I think that we really need to focus our agricultural economy in the growing organics industry, and that way we'll have cleaner water and we'll also have a new economy based on organics in Wisconsin.
Democrat Gary George said his priority is to give environmental laws a better chance of getting passed by reforming the state budget process, and he promised to tighten controls on water bottlers.
Obviously, we have water bottlers in the state. I don't know how we would shut them down, but I think that the governor should try to limit the expansion of those activities in order to protect our groundwater. But if I'm elected governor, you can bet I'm going to reform the budget process and budget more money for environmental protection, revisit the groundwater law on a regular basis, fight the Bush administration on changes that they make that threaten the groundwater, and I think you'll see a different culture in the governor's office if I'm there.
Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk touted her record of defending the environment as the state's former public intervener. She pledged to reinstate the position if elected, and she promised to cut funds used to keep nonviolent drug offenders in prison and use the savings to fund environmental protection.
If we even took 15% of them, 15% a year, people who are just there for a year or two in prison because of drug and alcohol, we'd save $7 million the first year. That's a lot of environmental protection.
Two other candidates found a way to link environmental issues with Governor McCallum's recent plan to cut state aid to local governments. Milwaukee Congressperson Tom Barrett says the plan would lead to urban sprawl.
To me, it's an environmental issue as well as an economic issue, as well as a trust issue. We have to make sure that we keep centers of population so that we don't just have growth in every which way but loose. And as governor, I can tell you I'm not going to walk away from that commitment to local government.
Libertarian candidate Ed Thompson is the mayor of Toma, and he angrily rejected the proposed cut in local aid. He pledged to find other ways to shrink the state government if elected.
$2 million they want to pull out of it. And they said, you can't touch the police force, and you can't touch public works, you can't touch the fire department. Well, in Toma, they ain't a hell of a lot less. The fat's at the top, not at the bottom. You started your prison, your caucus system. Look at that, $4 million a year that they've thrown away just campaigning. No, it's not at the city level. It's not at our level. It's not at the common person level. It's at the top. And that's where we got to make direction.
Thompson, along with the four other candidates at the forum, won the praise of the environmental activists in the audience by pledging opposition to the proposed Crandon mine and promising to depoliticize the Department of Natural Resources by returning its leadership to an independent DNR secretary who is not appointed by the governor. Two leading candidates in the governor's race didn't show up for the forum, Governor Scott McCallum and Attorney General James Doyle. But Carol Terrell of the Sierra Club says she was encouraged by how knowledgeable the candidates who did show up are about the environmental challenges facing the state.
There are a lot of environmental issues that we hope will also be discussed in the campaign. The knowledge level here tells me that these people are going to bring it up if the Republican candidates are unwilling to talk about environmental issues.
Terrell and other activists spent the weekend mapping out strategies for promoting environmental protection in the state in the coming year. This is Wisconsin Public Radio News. I'm Gil Halstead.